Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Hungry Howie's, but I'm a lot more than a happy customer. I'm a happy crustomer. Yeah, crustomer. Because I'm all about that pepperoni pizza with Italian herb crust. But don't take my word for it. There's a bold flavor for every kind of crustomer. Garden salad veggie lovers, Howie breadheads, the butter cheese crust crowd. Hungry Howie's has your back. And from September 4th to the 14th, they're showing their crustomer appreciation with 25% off any total order. Order any way you want. The menu's at HungryHowie's.com.
Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now, $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the game of the week, in my opinion. Eagles, 1.5-point favorites going to Arrowhead to take on Cookies. Chiefs, 425. Fox, that means you're getting blessed with noted robot Tom Brady. Jim, I'm walking right into it, aren't I? I'm taking the Eagles. They are superior to this team in every way. End of story. Jalen Carter is back, avoided the suspension. I get the Eagles running game. I get Jalen Hurts. I get an Eagles defense that I'm very comfortable taking on the road. And look, you don't have Rashee Rice. You don't have Xavier Worthy. I don't respect Travis Kelce. I don't respect the Chiefs' ground game. I got to be insane betting against Mahomes as a dog. But look, if you're just going to bet based on history, why bother? I like the Eagles here. I'm going to take the Eagles, lay the 1.5. I don't respect the Chiefs.
You know I'm on the other side of this.
Man, it's fine.
I hate to do this to you, Mike, and I there are certain life principles you have, right? Like it's treat others how they want to be treated. It's family over everything. Whatever your life creed principle. For me, it's anytime I can bet Patrick Mahomes as an underdog, I'm going to do it. Flat out. You can say it's history. He's that guy. And if I have a game where it's 1.5 one way or another, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. I'm going to take him as an underdog at home. I'm backing the Chiefs here.
Head to head. Let's party. Look, for me, the Chiefs have so many question marks. Maybe they answer them in real time. And maybe they shut down the ground game, and Barkley has 18 carries for 43 yards, and Jalen Hurts just looks like garbage. Maybe Mahomes ignites, and this Hollywood Brown 10-catch game becomes a thing. I'm willing to lose to find out.
Yeah, I think they got in a tough spot when they lost Worthy on the first play. You give Reed a week to game plan. I do think Hollywood Brown's going to be more involved. And the total also indicates this is not going to be some 20-13 game. They expect both teams in the 20s, which implies Kansas City's going to find the end zone. They're going to be in this. And at the end of the day, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes playing at home.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.